right now from Reno, Nevada, we've got Bailey Brown on the road. How you doing, Bailey?
I'm good. I could use a little bit of coffee, but other than the lack of gel, I'm doing all right.
Oh, we got all the coffee you want here. Here, I'll take a sip for you.
Teleport it over to me.
I wish we could. We need that Star Trek technology. We need it now.
Yes, that would be amazing.
That is for sure. You like coffee, right?
Yes, I love coffee.
Good. You're coming to the right place. We have such good coffee here. It's frightening.
That's the last thing that I packed was my coffee pot, and okay. I was.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, when we had a big power outage here, and we were broadcasting from home, I had to fire up the generator. Before I went on the air, I had my priorities. I had to grind the coffee for our coffee maker before I went on the air. You got to have your priorities. So you've made it to Reno, Nevada at this point.
Yeah, we actually made it to our goal point for one, so that's a plus.
That's pretty darn good. And you said your parents are starting to get a little burned out on this trip, right?
Yes. I think that everybody is. I could tell my dog's a little bit wary. He didn't eat all of his food in one full swoop. He took an extra moment.
It's a tough one. It's a long drive. It is a long drive.
It's a beautiful drive. Driving through that desert, it was. I was amazed that anyone actually made it through the Oregon Trail.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it? These people are in covered wagons. They don't have no idea what's going on. It's like, wow. It's kind of amazing. Yeah, it is rather. Not everyone did, you know. That is for sure. So, what is the agenda for today?
We are going to make it to Eureka today.
This is the day! Wow!
I love that bell. That bell is the most amazing thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, you'll get to play with that thing. You got to have a bell in the control room. That and a rubber chicken. We have both. So.
Oh, okay.
Got to have both. That's one of my rules anyway. So, yeah, when do you think you're going to make it here today?
Well, it says that it's about 6 hours away, so I'm hoping for 7 or 8.
Nice. Fantastic. So are you going to swing by the station today, or is that going to be tomorrow?
It depends on what time we make it there, because we'll probably stop and eat. But I will let you know. I'm definitely going to swing by tomorrow.
I think if you get into town and just, you know, pop into your hotel room and just kind of relax, sleep. That'll be good.
It'll be awesome. I can't wait for it to finally land someplace. Plus, our hotel there has a pool, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yay. I hope the pool is heated. It's a little chilly.
If it's inside, then that's something else, too.
All right, I'm just looking at the temp right now. It's 55 outside.
Yeah, and we were looking at that. It's supposed to be like a high of 69 or something like that in Eureka.
Let's take a look here, see what they're saying today. 68, yeah, so that's somewhere in that ballpark.
And whenever we go through Sacramento, it's supposed to be like 80-something.
Okay, a lot cooler than it has been. It's been in the hundreds there, so it's been brutal. Central Valley is just, oh, my God, it's so hot.
Oh, well, if I miss the heat, at least I'll know where to go.
Yeah, well, you actually don't have to go too far. I mean, you can just like head like, you know, 45 minutes south from here and head into Garberville. It was 104 last week, so it gets hot. It's nuts. You know, it's like today it's going to be 68 in Eureka, and it looks like Garberville today is 77. So everything's on the cooler side right now. We're heading into fall, which is kind of nice. It feels great. We had rain all the way until this morning. The air is nice and crisp. Got the window open. Just breathing in it. Wonderful.
Well, you guys definitely picked a good time of year to get me to come across the country, because they're crossing on 80, and I can't imagine what the weather is like on there, because they have all these signs saying that it's closed due to weather conditions. Mm-hmm. The signs flashing and all this other crazy, intimidating stuff.
Yeah, this is probably a good time to come across. It's I think this is a good time. You wait a little bit longer, there's going to be snow in the Rockies and stuff. It can be hard to get across that, but this time of year, pretty mellow. And it's not too hot either, so even the hot spots. So you're doing pretty good.
You're doing pretty good.
All right, when are you hitting the road?
I don't know.
Are you folks up yet?
Yeah, they're at breakfast.
Why aren't you at breakfast? Aren't you hungry?
Because I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay.
No, they have a policy here that somebody has to stay in the hotel room with the dog.
Oh.
Alone.
Wow.
So, yeah.
They don't trust your dog?
They're taking shifts for breakfast.
They probably think the dog's going to like get on the pay-per-view TV and, you know, be running up a big bill or something like that.
Probably.
Stay with the dog. We don't trust them. All righty. Well, very good. And,
well, it's the hotel policy, not my parents.
No, I know. Yeah, actually, hotel probably wouldn't mind if it rang up a big bill.
Yeah, the hotel probably would love that.
That's right. All righty. I don't think there are too many doggy porn channels anyway, so I don't think you'd have to worry too much about that. All righty. So hope to hear from you again at some point when you guys hit the road.
Okay. I will definitely give you a call whenever we hit the road, and I'll let you know about Reno's skyline.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely gorgeous at night.
Is that picture you sent with where you guys driving to Reno at night? Was that last night?
Yeah, that was last night.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. All righty. Well, we'll hear from you again later. Take care.
Take care.